This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on Newsmax TV. There's no other show like it on TV. I shoot for the hip, but I speak for the heart. Shoot for the hip, speak for the heart, for you. I'll let you know what I really think. Yeah, there really is a planet Uranus. The Democrats, I think, are from it. These people are crazy. Anybody saw that on the stage last night? They're all nuts. Wow, what a group that is, huh? I mean, Joe Biden's like, hi, I'm Joe Biden. I'm proud. I know who I am tonight. And Amy Klobuchar is like lost out there. Yeah, I'm a capitalist. I'm a capitalist, but I'm a socialist, kind of. Mayor Pete, you're too young. You've never done anything important in your entire life. And Mayor Pete's like, yeah, but you did all kinds of things that we hate. She didn't know what to say. And then she said, Mayor Pete, you never done anything. You ran one statewide race in your life in Indiana for treasurer, and you lost by a 25-point landslide. He didn't know what to say. And Biden doesn't know where he is. And Bloomberg is like, yeah, I'm a communist and I'm proud. Communism's good. Communism's great. Hey, didn't you notice, Mr. Bloomberg, didn't you notice, Senator, that there's a new poll out that shows two-thirds of Americans are scared to death of socialism and don't like it and don't want it? Yeah, but who's in the lead? I'm in the lead. I'm winning. What a group. Mike Bloomberg, are you worried about those sexual harassment lawsuits? No. It was just some jokes I made that offended women. What a crowd. It's like the biggest bunch of idiots that ever lived. They're just the dumbest people I've ever seen. None of them know how to debate. You know, the only guy who's good at debating, pure talking and debating, is Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete is a dangerous guy because he's going nowhere in this specific election. But 4 years from now, 8 years from now, 12 years from now, that's a dangerous guy. He is Barack Obama in gay. In other words, he just parades, you know, that he's the greatest thing in the whole world, morally superior to everybody. And, of course, everything's about identity politics in the Democrat Party. So, yes, I'm the gay guy, and that makes me better than everybody else. It doesn't make you better or worse. There's nothing wrong. You want to be gay? Be gay. But it doesn't make you qualified to be president of the United States. And I felt the same way about Obama. Obama never accomplished anything, but he was, you know, preening that he was the first African-American. And that should make everybody happy and guilty, and they should all vote for him. Look what it led to. 8 miserable years, because it didn't matter if he was black or white or orange or green. He didn't know how to run an economy. He was horrible. I believe he was a socialist, except he was a great talker and a great debater, and he hid his socialism. That's Mayor Pete. Best debater on the stage, although he's an arrogant little dude. Let's put it that way. An arrogant little guy who, Mayor Pete now I'm talking about, forget about arrogant little mini Mike Bloomberg. An arrogant guy who just seems like, you know, the kid who knows it all in class. Don't you hate the kid who knows it all, thinks he's better than you? That's Mayor Pete. But, and he seems like a robot, like he's been pre-programmed by someone. Someone's programmed his robotic answers to everything. And Amy Klobuchar picked up on that. Is that how you pronounce it? Klobuchar, I think it is. Amy Klobuchar picked up on that, and she actually said to Mayor Pete, you've never done anything in your life except memorized a bunch of lines. So she picked up on what was going on out there. He's a dangerous guy in the future because he's so good at memorizing lines and saying absolutely nothing, but making it sound like he's smart and he likes you and he's got the answers. He doesn't have any answers. He does not know anything. But man, when you know nothing and you can act like you know everything and you've always got the right answer, that's pretty powerful. So he's trouble in the future. But right now, he looks like he's 12 years old, and he's never done anything. If he ever becomes governor or senator, he'll be a presidential contender, trust me. All right, so my commentary about the debate last night, coming out in Sunday's newspapers, I had to write it today because I can't write it tomorrow because I'll be at the Las Vegas Convention Center with a one-on-one personal interview, exclusive interview with the President of the United States. Very proud of that. So I wrote it today. Say goodbye to non-disclosure Mike. That's what I'm going to tell President Trump when I see him, that you need to call Mayor Bloomberg non-disclosure Mike from now on. Forget Mini Mike. Non-disclosure Mike. You'll destroy him. If he hasn't already destroyed himself, you'll destroy him. So here's my commentary. I hate to say it, but I told you so. This was a no-brainer. Anyone with common sense could see it coming from 1,000 miles away. Mike Bloomberg is the Titanic Hindenburg Poseidon adventure of the Democrat Party. For weeks, I've been announcing on my Newsmax national TV show that Mike Bloomberg is the worst public speaker ever. He's boring, whiny, elitist, arrogant, stuck up, and terribly unlikable. Plus, he's really, really short. But Mini Mike beat even my low expectations during the Democrat presidential debate in Vegas. Give Bloomberg credit. He just set an all-time record. He's the first gambler in history to lose $350 million in one night in Vegas. You like that line? That's a good one. He just set the all-time record, the first gambler to ever lose $350 million in one night in Vegas. My observations after watching every minute of the debate, I have a new nickname for Mike Bloomberg. I think President Trump will love it. And as luck would have it, I'll be meeting with President Trump on Friday. So I'll be sure to pass this new nickname on. From now on, call him Non-Disclosure Mike. That's the end of Bloomberg. By the way, that was the worst debate performance ever. Can you imagine? Bloomberg didn't know his presidential rivals would ask about all his former female employees' lawsuits and their non-disclosure agreements? That question never came up in debate preparation, Mike? And no one ever bothered to practice a good response with the $60 billion man? A guy worth $60 billion didn't know it wouldn't be well received by liberal feminists of the Democratic Party if he answered that the non-disclosures are for the women's protection. I got to leave them in place for the women's protection. You know, the ones who are harassed because they're so embarrassed that they were crime victims and harassed. How ridiculous. How absurd. Wait, it gets better. Non-disclosure Mike also claimed that none of these women were harassed by him. They were just offended by a little joke. Oh, boy. A clueless Bloomberg, obviously, didn't understand that radical feminists think a sexist joke by a wealthy white male should be punishable by death. He didn't know that, did you, Mike? Well, he knows it now. Enough about Bloomberg. I didn't come to bury Bloomberg. He already did that himself. The lines about Bloomberg just keep writing themselves. The other biggest loser of the night was socialism. Not on that debate stage, not among that audience, but among the rest of America. Democrats have painted themselves and isolated themselves on an island. It's called Communist Island. They look like crazy people, and I have the perfect island for them. Cuba! They'll feel right at home. And then there's the Vegas Culinary Union. They were a big star of the night of 1,000 losers, too. Everyone was focused on that stage on culinary's anger, the culinary union's anger, at losing their hard-fought health care benefits in a Medicare-for-all system. Well, here's what I say to culinary. Welcome to my world. Wayne's world. When Obama wrecked the finances of Wayne Root with Obamacare, you didn't care. When Obama wrecked the finances of millions of middle-class Americans and every small business owner in America, you couldn't care less. When my personal health insurance rates went from $500 per month to $2,000 per month because of Obamacare, you couldn't care less, culinary. You're proven now to be the worst greedy, selfish hypocrites of all time. And finally, I saved the best for last. Yes, someone embarrassed themselves worse than non-disclosure Mike. Congratulations to Nevada journalist John Ralston. It couldn't get any worse than Ralston's idiotic 60 seconds in the national spotlight. Ralston got one question in 2 hours, and then they put the dunce hat on his head and sent him back to the corner. He used it to warn Democrats, are you ready? That Vegas is hot in the summer. Can you imagine how mentally disturbed liberals are? He thought that was a real question. Vegas, a real, you know, amazing thing he just told everybody. Vegas desert is hot in the summer, and it's dangerous for the tourists. He wanted to alert the communists, I mean candidates, that heat in the summer is an emergency situation for tourists walking on the Vegas Strip. as if it was never hot in Vegas till the last year or the last 10 years. I got news for you, John Ralston. It was just as hot and just as dangerous 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 70 years ago, when they first put up Vegas in the 50s and all they had was the Tropicana and the Flamingo and Bugsy Siegel and Meyer Lansky. It was damn hot in the summer, and it was dangerous to walk around in the summer then if you weren't in a bathing suit lounging in the pool. It's always been dangerously hot in Vegas in the summer. So thank you, John Ralston, another liberal, brilliant journalist, alerting us to heat in the summer in Vegas. Give the man a hand. I know how to save Las Vegans from the desert heat. And get this, I'm not even a scientist. Turn on the damn air conditioning. What a boathead. That is the most embarrassing and imbecilic question in the history of presidential debates. You'll never see John Ralston again on a major stage. Oh, and the big winner of the night? That's easy. President Donald J. Trump. Up against those clowns? Going to be a landslide electoral victory. Good job, President Trump. You didn't even need to be there to win it. That's my kind of candidate. So that's my commentary that's coming out. Now, no sooner I wrote it, Alec Baldwin, the actor and comedian, torches the Democrat candidates, says they're all lousy, they've all got sexual harassment issues, credibility issues, cognitive issues. Let me see what else he said. One is a campaign finance cheater. Two are compulsive liars about how they intend to pay for all their promises, referring to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. The bar is so low. One won't release his NDA sexual harassment. One is struggling after 8 years as Vice President of the United States to articulate his vision. He ripped up Biden, he ripped up Sanders, he ripped up Warren, he ripped up Bloomberg. I don't think he said anything about Mayor Pete, because of course in Hollywood, if you dare to ever criticize someone who happens to be gay, that's probably the end of your career. So he didn't mention Mayor Pete. I guess he thought, you know, he's a 12-year-old, it doesn't really matter. Just put him in the corner, get the marbles out. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the real water concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the real water concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundance. Powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000.
$1,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root, shooting from the hip and speaking from the heart, man. You ever see a host that says the things that I do? Just the truth. And I get so many hundreds of emails from all of you, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I love to hear from all of you, WayneRoot@gmail.com, my website, RootForAmerica.com. You can find all my thoughts at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot, or @PolitiChatter, @RealWayneRoot, or @Parler, @RealWayneRoot. And those are the ways to reach me, RootForAmerica.com, RootWall.com, Twitter, PolitiChatter, Parler, and WayneRoot@gmail.com. And when I get emails from you, and I read every single one of them, you know, a lot of times I have someone driving me, and so I get to read emails when I'm in the back of the car. And wherever I'm going, that gives me a chance to read emails. And so I read the emails, and every one of you thinks exactly like me. I get some of my best ideas from you, but all of you say the same thing. It's amazing. You just have never heard a show like this, and I thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Here's the proof. Study finds most journalists are further left politically than Bernie Sanders. The most left-wing guy that's ever run for office in the history of America, and most journalists are to the left of Bernie Sanders. Let's dig into these stats. Let's see who did this study. An academic study by a trio of professors claims to have proven that most journalists are farther left than the average Twitter user. In fact, the majority of journalists, based on their Twitter interactions, are somewhere to the left of Bernie Sanders. Here's the graph showing the results. These findings certainly comport with the experience of a lot of people on Twitter, a place where support for Sanders often seems overwhelming. Figure 2 shows distribution of ideological. Here it is. A full 78.1% of journalists are more liberal than the average Twitter user. 66% of journalists are more liberal than former President Obama. And 62.3% are to the left of the median Senate Democrat. and a full 14.5% are more liberal than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. In short, journalists are overwhelmingly liberal Democrats, and many journalists appear to be far to the left of the average American. So, you know, it's not like we're losing our minds, and I'll bet you'd find the same thing if you did a study of the people that run Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and all these social media sites. They're so liberal, and their goal in life is to silence us all and to ruin us all and to eliminate our thoughts. Other big news today, Roger Stone sentenced to 40 months in prison, and President Trump responded to that. Now, a lot of people thought he might pardon Roger Stone, but here was Trump's comments, and I'll tell you what I think they mean. You see a lot of press back there, so before I go any further, I want to address today's sentencing of a man, Roger Stone. He's become a big part of the news over the last while, and I'm following this very closely. I want to see it play out to its fullest, because Roger has a very good chance of exoneration, in my opinion. I've known Roger Stone and his wife, who's really a terrific woman, for a long time. And Roger is definitely a character. He's a smart guy. He's a little different, but he's a good person, and his family is fantastic. So when he says he has a good chance of exoneration, and he wants to see it play out, that tells me that President Trump is not going to give a pardon. He's going to wait to see if they can get this case thrown out and get a new trial. And if there's a new trial, he's going to wait to see if Roger Stone is found innocent. And then and only then, if he's found guilty, will he act. So we'll see. You know, I had a conversation today with a great man, Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine and Talkers Website, which is the publication of the whole talk show industry in the United States, especially political talk. And he interviewed me as a subject coming out tomorrow, I believe. And the only thing we disagreed on, because he's a very nice guy, I wouldn't call him a conservative, I'd say he's a moderate. He's kind of on both sides of the fence, but very fair-handed and a very smart guy. He didn't like it when I called Bernie Sanders a communist. So I want to read you something here. Bernie Sanders in 1972 said, "I don't mind people calling me a communist." That's what he said in 72. He was a gubernatorial candidate on the Liberty Union Party ticket. So some far out, far left, crazy, wacko third party. And he's running for office for governor of Vermont. And during the campaign, he spoke with students at an alternative high school in Rutland, Virginia. And the Rutland Daily Herald reported on September 27, 1972, Sanders lounged with about 15 students, probably smoking pot and blowing circles in the air, answering questions, and said, "I don't mind if people coming up to me call me a communist." And so it's interesting because I'll finish this when we get back. And I've got a great interview. You know, I've got to mention a great interview when we get back. My great friend Pete Gleason, a man about town. I'm the king of Vegas. He's kind of the king of New York. He's an attorney in New York, high profile, big cases, former. Next is a message coming up next. Prostate Guy for Men. If you're a guy and you've seen all the prostate pills on TV, guess what? There's one guy that tells you what's real and what's no good, what's garbage. Prostate Guy for Men, and it's free.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Las Vegas, Nevada, President Trump calls the United States a nation of redemption.
In many cases, we want to rebuild their lives. They want to rebuild their lives. They want to help us and rebuild our country.
The president was invited to address a graduation ceremony for a program that helps former inmates re-enter society. Roger Stone was sentenced to 40 months in prison after being convicted of 7 felony counts involving obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. There is a chance that President Trump will commute or pardon Mr. Stone, to which Democrats, including Congressman Adam Schiff, are saying that that would look like an act of corruption on the president's part, to which Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano tells Fox News,
Congressman Schiff is trying to lay the basis for an investigation of the president's behavior yet again.
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code US.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Is way
Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Hey, welcome back, Wayne Allyn Root. Now, we got a big interview with Pete Gleason. Pete Gleason is a New York attorney, a former cop, a former firefighter, former Coast Guard. Talk about a hero. All three. I've never met someone who's all three before. My great friend Bernie Kerik was military and then police. But who the heck is all three? Police, fire, and Coast Guard. Amazing. And then goes to law school at night and goes on to become a high-profile attorney that's constantly on page six of the New York Post. And he's got some questions and some, you know, some things to ask about Mayor Bloomberg. And I think Bloomberg's politically dead anyway. I don't think he's going anywhere. But I think it's important that we ask these questions, because if these questions, if these issues were surrounding Trump, my God, they'd be the biggest issues in America. And every jump to the conclusion that Trump is sort of criminal. A criminal over a phone call. And the money doesn't go to him. So can you imagine if Trump had these issues? So let's talk about these issues. Pete Gleason, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Thanks, Wayne. I'm great. How's everything out there in Vegas?
Everything's good. I'm with the president tomorrow. I've got an exclusive one-on-one interview. I'm going to hand the president your letter with your questions about Mike Bloomberg and let his people dig into this and come to their own conclusions. But I wouldn't be surprised if he starts tweeting out about it within a few days, that Mayor Bloomberg had some questionable deals while he was mayor of New York. So this whole issue is about quid pro quo, right? That's what they said about Trump, quid pro quo. Even though he didn't make a dime on it, he was checking on the corruption of another guy, Biden, and he said, you know, he never said he withhold the money, but he hinted that you might have trouble with the money, us giving you the money. If there's major corruption there, go investigate and check this guy out. I have no problem with that. But now you're talking about Mayor Bloomberg. So let's set the table, then I'll let you do all the talking, Pete. First of all, in 2001, when Mayor Bloomberg is elected mayor of New York, Mike Bloomberg is elected mayor of New York, he was worth $4.5 billion. He stays mayor for three terms, 12 years. When he leaves, he's worth $31 billion. How do you do that? How do you go from being worth $4 billion to $31 billion while you're a public servant getting a salary, I'm assuming, probably, Pete Gleason, something like $175 a year to be the mayor of New York? Is that about right?
Well, Mike, you're right. It's a little over $200 now, but Mike was taking a dollar a year. And he was enjoying his position. And, you know, it's funny because it's never the bear that gets you. It's the mosquito. And the mosquito in this case was a New York City steam fitter that I represented in the Department of Education who worked in the belly of the beast, as you will. And he was constantly telling me of these inappropriate things happening with contracts for the Department of Education. Now,
well, let me make this clear. Hold on. Let me make it clear. While Mike Bloomberg was mayor of New York, just want to set that as the reason we're discussing this, right?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And any New Yorker will tell you, 30 cents of every dollar collected in tax revenue goes to the New York City Department of Education. You know, people call Washington a swamp. The New York City Department of Education is the most dysfunctional entity on the face of the earth. It's a money pit where they're basically flushing money away, but you have millions, if not billions, of dollars in contracts. So
can I jump in, Pete? Let me just jump in and set the table again, because I want to make sure everyone understands what we're talking about here. Being mayor of New York is like being the president of a country. New York's budget is bigger than most countries. New York City's the most important city in the world for financial reasons, Wall Street reasons.
And there is no oversight. One thing about Trump, he's been scrutinized 22 different ways to Sunday. When you're the mayor of the city of New York and Rose Gill Hearn is the Department of Investigations commissioner and you file a complaint with DOI, you're retaliated against. And where is Rose Gill Hearn today? She works at Bloomberg Industries. Where are all of his police? Where are his police security detail? They all retired and they work for Bloomberg Industries. Well, I submit that all the secrets that these cops know about Bloomberg, that's not Bloomberg's information. That information belongs to the people of the city of New York. So there are so many things that were shocking. There were so many times I had clients go to the Department of Investigation and they were retaliated against. I've spoken to both the Daily News, the New York Post, the New York Times, every entity. While the reporter would say, yeah, we want to look into that, all of a sudden it gets chopped down by the editor. So what happens? Invariably what happens is everybody has a press secretary. Bloomberg's press secretary was none other than Stu Loser. He's still with the Bloomberg camp, okay? Stu is married to Jessica, who was who was an insider in the Sheldon Silver world. Sheldon Silver is really
Sheldon Silver's in prison, isn't he? Isn't Sheldon in prison?
Well, he's supposed to be sentenced, but he's going to appeal his conviction for the second time, which is either here nor there. But the bottom line is, and you correctly pointed out at the beginning of this segment, Mike Bloomberg needs to be investigated. The fact that he went from $4.5 billion when he first became mayor, and now he's worth $31 billion at the end of his 12 years. Now, why did Mike Bloomberg fight so hard to get that third term? A lot of people sold their soul to give Mike Bloomberg that third term, and I have to tell you, none other than Bill de Blasio called me, and I was a plaintiff against Bloomberg, along with Bill de Blasio, in this third-term debacle. Now, the courts allowed Mike to do this because Mike's wealth and largesse just greases the skids for him to get done what needs to get done.
Well, so, and by the way, Pete, I want to set the table here. A perfect example is Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams is the African-American Democrat gal who ran for governor of Georgia and lost. And she's the worst sore loser in history. And all she talks about all day is she should be a presidential candidate. She should be a vice presidential candidate all day long. And she's against money. And she's a socialist. And she hates money. And she hates wealthy people. Yet she's in Bloomberg's side. And when you ask why is she on Bloomberg's side, it turns out in December, Mike Bloomberg wrote a check for $5 million to the PAC of Stacey Abrams. So suddenly she loves Mike Bloomberg. This guy hands out money to anybody that could be a potential critic that could spill the beans or say bad things about him. That's an amazing sum of money, $5 million. But let's get back to this. I want to get you on track. Because what it says here in this letter that we're handing to the President of the United States tomorrow is that once Bloomberg was in charge of the schools, strange things started to happen with the supply line of the materials. We don't know. We're just saying allegedly maybe there could be some quid pro quo that made Bloomberg a much richer man. What we're saying is it was openly discussed by some in the Department of Education of New York City that Bloomberg was awarding contracts, and in return the people getting the contracts were doing gigantic multi-million dollar deals with Bloomberg Industries. Is that the core of the story?
That needs to be looked into. And
right.
You know,
we don't know if it's bad. It just looks bad.
It's the job of the press to do that. And I thank you for being the first one to raise this. As Preet Bharara, the former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, said on numerous occasions, "I want the media's help." Once the media shines the light on something like
right.
that, you never know what's going to be uncovered. Now, listen, my clients could have been absolutely wrong, but I have a track record. My clients have a track record of bringing some of the most crazy stories to my table, and then I look at it, I vet it, I put it out there, and lo and behold, it turns out to be true.
Right.
One of them was the whole Eric Schneiderman debacle. I had women come into my office and lay out what happened there, and then I went to the media, and guess what they did?
Well, remember something. Wait, hold on, Pete. Pete, remember, the average person listening is not a New Yorker, especially on Newsmax TV. They're in the Midwest. They don't know who Eric Schneiderman is. So set the plate. He was the Attorney General of New York, correct?
He was the Attorney General of the state of New York, and he was doing some disgusting things. And this was before the Me Too movement, and to women. And when I raised this issue in political circles, I was told, oh, no, that's impossible. And I told these women, both of these women, I told them, you don't want to come forward because you will be eviscerated. That's the problem. When somebody raises an issue, like my client who worked for the Department of Education and said, wait a minute, there's something funny going on here. As a lawyer, you have to advise your client what's in their best interest. And sometimes in their best interest is to take a step back and say, you know what, just accumulate the information you have here. Accumulate the data, and we can revisit this at a later time. Because,
so Pete,
as I said,
here's the question. I want to make sure we get your last question in. Here's the $60 billion question, referring, of course, to Mike Bloomberg's $60 billion fortune. Did Mike Bloomberg's control over the massive Department of Education contracts in New York City help him grow his wealth dramatically while he was the mayor of the city of New York? Is there any quid pro quo connection between contracts handed out, and we're talking about $100 million contracts, and then $100 million contracts with Bloomberg's companies in return, using taxpayer money to reward a company, and the company uses their money to reward the mayor's company? Did that happen? We don't know. But it's funny that he was worth $4 billion when he entered office. He was worth $31 billion when he left office on a salary of a dollar a year. You tell me how that happens. Very strange. Pete Gleason, we got to run. Thank you for coming forward, man, asking some good questions. A little press research, and I don't know. Thank you, Pete. Have a great day. Brave man. Great lawyer, high profile, hero, not a lawyer, a cop, a fireman, Coast Guard, and a lawyer. All right, coming up next, a message from my sponsor, Dr. Joe Williams. If you're a guy and you're losing your hair, this guy's a hero because he can make you look young again, he can make your hair look thick again, and you get a free vacation to Vegas, too, from anywhere in the United States. Dr. Joe Williams, up now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code. And I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America, with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's president, Adam Krupp, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestKnown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you...
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, busy, busy, busy days, huh? The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Tomorrow, I get my exclusive interview, easy for me to say, with the President of the United States of America, President Donald J. Trump. Very exciting stuff. I want to make sure you know I interviewed earlier today Bernie Kerik, who was pardoned by the President of the United States. My great friend Bernie, I interviewed him this morning. We wanted to get it on for tonight's show. We just didn't get it ready in time. It wasn't the editing wasn't finished. So my Bernie Kerik interview, the man who was pardoned, the former New York City Police Commissioner, pardoned by President Trump, my buddy will be on tomorrow. Tomorrow's Newsmax TV show, tomorrow's USA Radio show. We're going to try our best to get the President Trump interview on USA Radio tomorrow, but if we can't, it'll be on Monday. Depends how early I'm able to leave the event. And I also want to mention the time change of this show, because I kept telling everyone it's next Tuesday. We moved to 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. West Coast time. Not true. We moved it back a week, or I guess you'd say forward a week. And so we're going to now change the time of the Wayne Allen Root Show Run Unfiltered to Tuesday, March 3rd. Tuesday, March 3rd. Until then, we're at the normal time, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. And on Tuesday, March 3rd, we move to 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. West Coast time. All right? Make sure you remember that. You can always reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. There's lots more things to talk about, but I want to close the show. Most probably I'll run out of time with anything beyond this. The way this country operates, even with Trump as president, it's such a battle every day to fight illegal aliens. You know, and that's one thing that was fraud on that stage last night, by the way. That was nothing I ran at. Two things. Number one, Mike Bloomberg asking everybody on the stage, have you ever started a business like I have? I've started a business. Anyone else on the stage, raise your hand if you started a business. No hands. None. Nobody. I mean, they were fighting. They were fighting because they wanted to lie. They were trying to come up with a lie. Everyone knows Democrats spin and lie and commit fraud. And there's got to be a way to say I own a business. I could picture Mayor Pete. Oh, me. I started a phone tree in South Bend, Indiana, that warns illegal aliens. I've got the number of every illegal alien in my town. True story. And I started and created a phone tree that dials them all and tells them when ICE is coming. Me, I started a business. And the answer would be, If you ever watch America's Got Talent, X him out. No, Mayor Pete, that's not a business. You didn't make money on that. It's not capitalism. It didn't cost you any money. You used the taxpayers' money to commit a criminal act and alert, aid and abet criminals and alert criminals that a major federal police agency was coming. You go straight to jail. That's all that's going to happen to you, Mayor Pete. That's not a business. So Bloomberg was horrible last night, but he got one thing right. Anybody ever start a business? They couldn't raise their hand. Not one person on that stage. But now, ask the same Democrats on that stage, who wants to give free health care to illegals? Me. Teacher, pick me. Me. Everyone on that stage wants to give free health care to illegals, but no one on that stage could say they started a business except Mike Bloomberg. And, of course, his business had all these lawsuits by women who claim sexual harassment, who he's made sign non-disclosures. And he says, no big deal, trust me, no problem. You just can't believe this stuff. By the way, how delusional Bloomberg is that he actually thought that was the right answer. Well, yeah, I'm protecting the women with the non-disclosures. Of course I'm not going to end the non-disclosures. The women need protection. And it wasn't anything bad. Take my word for it. Nothing bad. Same thing with his taxes. You know, they want to attack Trump for not releasing his taxes. And Bloomberg says, I have a complicated financial picture. I can't use TurboTax. Well, not realizing he just offended every person in the room. But let me, I digress. Let me get back to my point. The single biggest issue during the debate last night, the Democrat debate, should have been open borders, illegal immigration, and how it's going to destroy our country, and how far will each one of you go to let everybody in and give them all driver's licenses, and let them all vote, and give them all welfare, and give them all free medical care, and give them all free everything. How far will you go? And everybody would have gone all the way to the moon. All the way to the moon, Gracie! Even Bloomberg has the worst agenda I've ever seen about illegal immigration. Unbelievable. Klobuchar calls herself a moderate. When it comes to immigration, let everybody in. But they covered up. The mainstream media didn't go near the topic. The closest they came was someone asked something about DACA. And that was quick. They got one answer, they left. Because they knew they couldn't go a whole debate in 2 hours and never mention illegal immigration. So they mentioned kids born in America, the children of illegals, but born on American soil. Quickly get it out of the way and that's the end of it. They didn't want to discuss the issues that burn the American people. The average middle-class American gets mad. Illegal alien that was acquitted by a bleeding-heart, ultra-liberal, socialist, open-borders California jury, the guy who killed Kate Steinle on that pier in San Francisco. This illegal alien who was deported 5 times and he's a 7-time felon. And he claims the gun fell out of his hand and went off and shot her in the head and killed her. And now he's going to get a taxpayer-funded mental health evaluation. And he may never go to prison, even on the 2 federal gun charges that are still awaiting him. There won't ever be a trial if he's found incompetent to stand trial. And while he's away in a mental institution, you'll pay for it all. Even though he's a killer and should be deported out of this country or get the electric chair. And that's what's happening in America. They should have asked about that. Or the old woman, 92 years old, that was raped and murdered in New York City by a deported felon illegal alien. It just never ends. Ask them about real questions. Nobody does that. All right. Love the cops. Love the military, active duty, and love the vets. Love you all. Thanks for everything you do. Show's ending for the night. You'll see a message at the end of my show from My Doctor Suggests. Great people. Silver may be the best defense against cold, flu, and viruses. Think about coronavirus. It's a virus. Silver. Great stuff. Destroys virus. Pay attention. See you tomorrow.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.